The effort to mobilize political moderates around the country is called Unity 08. It's a centrist effort that seeks to harness the power of the Internet to nominate a bipartisan presidential ticket 2 years from now, in hopes of capturing support from political moderates who are fed up with both major political parties. The group is led by longtime Republican election strategist Doug Bailey and Democrat Hamilton Jordan, who was President Jimmy Carter's chief of staff.
We think the system is broken. I personally think if our country continues on the direction it's on now for another 15 to 20 years, I think our children will grow up in a much different country. So we're people that are not satisfied with the current political system, not satisfied with the status quo, and are working to offer the American voters an alternative in 08.
Jordan says his group will rely on the Internet for nominations for president and vice president. He cites moderates like Republican Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska and former Democratic Senator Sam Nunn of Georgia as the type of candidates who would appeal to political centrists.
We've created a platform for a national conversation, but ultimately we're going to use the Internet to nominate and support a ticket in 08 that is composed of a Democrat and or Republican on top, and a bipartisan ticket, and we think we can win.
Jordan says he is aware that peeling away support from the Republican and Democratic parties in a congressional election year, one when activists in both parties are energized, is a major challenge. Political analysts point to opinion polls in recent years that show a growing number of Americans have become disenchanted with what they see as polarized politics in Washington. Norman Ornstein monitors the U.S. political scene at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington.
Well, what's happened here is we've had this sharp division in perceptions about what's good and what's bad between Democrats and Republicans, sharper than we can ever remember it.
Election year appeals to centrists are often overshadowed by partisan rhetoric from both parties. Democrats last controlled Congress in 1994, and this year hope to regain a majority in one or both chambers of Congress. This is Senator Hillary Clinton of New York.
Because we have to take back the Congress in order to stop this administration and their unaccountable undermining of our constitutional democracy.
Republicans are equally adamant about trying to keep their majorities in the Senate and House of Representatives. Fred Barnes is an editor with the Weekly Standard magazine.
Well, I think 2006 does not look like a great Republican year, that's for sure. I suspect that Republicans will run a very strong campaign in the fall, and the effect will be to neutralize a bad situation for them, not so they'll gain seats, but that they will probably hold on to the House and the Senate.
Some observers believe the time may be right for a new appeal to the political center. Former Republican Congressman John Kasich of Ohio was a recent guest on VOA's Press Conference USA program.
We have a choice. Are we going to be partisans like they are today and trash your opponent, or do you want to remember the days when politics under Franklin Roosevelt or Ronald Reagan, where things really made a difference in terms of the way the country functions?
The last time a third party had a major impact on a presidential election was in 1992, when Texas businessman Ross Perot won 19% of the popular vote against then-President George Bush and the man who won the White House that year, Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.